With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United Arab Emirates is pulling out of OPEC, saying they will forge their own path on oil production.
This is a big blow for OPEC, which was formed decades earlier as a means to control the prices of crude oil on the international market by setting production targets. And the UAE was one of those countries that really chafed under those limits. The UAE says it will be able to set its own production levels. It says it will still be a responsible player within the market, but it also comes amid tensions with Saudi Arabia. This is all coming as the whole Middle East is still reeling from the Iran war.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, Ellis Boyle, says former FBI Director James Comey faces a two-count indictment charging him with knowingly and willfully making a threat to take the life of and to inflict bodily harm upon President Trump and with transmitting a threat in interstate commerce.
In the Eastern District of North Carolina, it doesn't matter who you are. We take all threat cases seriously and prosecute anyone who violates federal law, regardless of title or status.
Comey, a longtime Trump foe, says he assumed that the arrangement of seashells reading 8647 was a political message, not a call to violence against Trump, the 47th president. King Charles III has marked the 250th anniversary of American independence from Britain with gratitude that the two countries united to build one of the most consequential alliances in human history, while urging that we ignore the clarion calls to become ever more inward-looking. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points. This is SRN News. Virginia embraces church-state partnerships.
A new law will make it easier for congregations to build affordable housing on their land if they wish to. Virginia, like many states, has a lot of homeless people, and churches are looking for ways to help solve the problem. Sheila Hennessy of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy likes the measure, telling the Christian Post, quote, it allows faith communities to care for neighbors and is the most meaningful policy addressing the housing shortage to pass this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The 250th birthday of the United States is necessarily the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Scholars are pointing out that the nation's founding document makes multiple references to God. In its opening paragraph, Thomas Jefferson proposed that the laws of nature and of nature's God grant humans equal status and entitle Americans to dissolve the political bands with Britain. This is SRN News. Worries about AI and oil send stocks lower.
Stocks pulled back from their records on Wall Street thanks to drops in several AI-related stocks and another rise in crude oil prices. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Tuesday. The Dow slipped 25 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. NVIDIA fell 1.6% and Broadcom lost 4.4%. The chip companies were part of a broader pullback in stocks related to the booming AI business. Oil prices rose by more than 2.5%. It's still uncertain when the Strait of Hormuz might reopen and allow oil tankers to leave the Persian Gulf again. Seth Sutel, New York.
Singer Taylor Swift filed 3 new trademark applications to protect her voice and image from potential misuse through artificial intelligence. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.